Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1445, air date May 24th, 2024.
Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be having a very, very interesting discussion on microplastics in the environment and what they're fundamentally doing to particularly males. And the recent discovery, in fact, this discovery is not so recent. People have actually understood the fact that microplastics appear in human semen and testes. But we're going to be doing this for all of you listening as a part of our Shiva for President Town Hall, which I host every Thursdays at 8 p.m. So let me bring in our Town Hall attendees. They are right here. Also on Zoom, if I can bring them in. I'm actually going to share, go to gallery view so you guys can all see all the different people we have. So to those people in social media world, as I mentioned, every Thursdays since last year, April, when we launched our campaign, we do these really, really very powerful educational town halls to really support people's education and really talk about how we shattered the swarm. And today's town hall is going to be on the environment, and each week we take a particular topic and we rotate those topics. But to those of you who would want to attend our Zoom, because there's more features available, we do this every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We have our orientation, but on 8 p.m. in the U.S., we do our town hall. So that's what we're doing today. Anyone is welcome from all over the world. As you can see, we have a number of attendees on Zoom. Emily, I just want to make sure everyone can hear us. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, I can hear you, Dr.
All right, so let me just sort of jump right in, and I'm going to share with both audiences a presentation that I put together that'll actually help all of you guys understand the nature of our movement for truth, freedom, health, and our run for president, and why it's really the only force out there in the universe that really offers people a real alternative to, if they want to change the world, if they want to be entertained and sit on the sidelines, this is really not the place. And you should probably find other places that you may probably enjoy and get more value out of versus this place. But that's really your choice. So let me bring up a presentation I put together here. And let me also share it with our team on Zoom. All right, let me see. Okay, so Emily, you should be able to see a PowerPoint. Can you see that? Okay, good. All right. So let's jump right into this. So I wanted really to talk about microplastics in human semen and testes, and we're going to jump right into it. As many of you know, I'm running for president of the United States, but we have a massive movement behind us. And this movement has been a movement that educates people how to take a systems approach to everything we do. And that's the approach we take. When we launched our campaign in April of last year, in April, I think April 20th or so in 2023, we shared this graph, and we keep hitting this graph over and over and over again. The swarm, the establishment, does not want to talk about this graph because this indicts all of them. It indicts every single academic, every single celebrity, every single politician, the entire swarm. And what you see here is since 1980, starting in actually 1960s with the policies of John Kennedy and all of his heirs, the Kennedys, frankly, and all of the other motley of people on the left and the right, Democrat and Republican, you can see that what's occurred is that the health of the American public is particularly as measured by lifespan. If you have a child today, your child is going to have a shorter lifespan than you. And this curvature is not because of the vaccines, but it's something that's been going on. If you know basic calculus, this is called a curvature, and it's been going upside down for a long time, right? Just look at the curve. You know, if you were to do a statistical plot of this, it would go upside down or even a curve fit, okay? The rest of the world is also going in this direction. And when we launched our campaign, we were the ones who really, really exposed this to the world. Shortly after I did this and this went viral, then the New York Times did a story on it. But we were the first ones to do it. We're the first ones to do many things. We were the first ones to expose Fauci. And when it mattered in 2020, we're the first ones to expose the lockdowns. Booby fucking Kennedy was promoting lockdowns. So was Trump. So was Biden. All those people. Now they may try to rewrite history, but we were the ones who actually exposed it and gave people options on how to protect their health because we care about working people. These people don't. They're all grifters and charlatans. But this is a fundamental graph that none of these grifters will talk about. And if you think you're going to change this by choosing the lesser of two evils, it's like Charlie Brown thinking one day Lucy will let him, you know, kick the ball. Our campaign, when we launched, said we were going to offer solutions to this. We weren't going to be whiners. As a system scientist, as an engineer, and as our movement, which is made up of working people, we're not interested in whining about things. We want to look at the problem and we want to go solve it, recognizing that the elites have no interest in solving it. They want us to whine. They want us to be split into multiple factions. These problems of this graph is not any one issue. It's a systems issue caused by failure of the healthcare system, failure of not addressing environmental issues, failure of education, not really innovating, failure in governance, and failure of the economy. All these things, these cause massive stress on the public, and that stress has affected people's biology. The stress involves environmental toxins, economic stress, physical stress, lack of community, many, many things. And the swarm is the one to blame for this, not you or I, because they have massive control of resources. And the only way out of this is to build a bottoms-up movement to have a systems overhaul. And if you think voting for the lesser of two evils is going to do this, well, you and your children are going to die sooner and sooner. So every week we've taken one of these issues. We've had 52 weeks, in fact, a little more than 52 weeks now, about 56 weeks. And if you divide it roughly by these six issues, we've discussed these issues at least, 14 times, something like that, 13 times. But different ways we've explored it. But this week, we're going to talk about the environment and what do you need to do to eat local, healthy foods on a budget. But as a part of that, we're going to talk about microplastics. First of all, what is a microplastic? There's many of them, but when you look, they're called microplastics because they're small. You can see them under a microscope. You can't really see them with your naked eye. Now, as a person who does biological engineering, having studied biochemistry, I thought I want to share this image with you because it really lets you see what is a microplastic. Okay. So what you can see here in this diagram very carefully is that a microplastic in this image here, let me make it a little bit bigger for our people on social media world, is composed of different types of microplastic. Polypropylene, PP, that's the acronym for it, polyethylene, PE, polyvinyl chloride, PVC, and polyethylene terephthalate, PET, PET. So these are the major microplastics, 1, 2, 3, 4. And these are the chemical structures. So polymers are what these are. And if you study some inorganic chemistry, you'll understand that polymers are chemical structures, which are repetitive structures. There's a whole field called polymer science. So in this case, this structure, the CH with the CH3, the methyl group, and the CH2 group repeats. N means there's a repetition of it. So this group repeats. So that's what polypropylene is. Polyethylene is where you have CH2, and that repeats. It goes along a chain. Now, polyvinyl chloride is very similar to polyethylene, but notice it has the chloride in here, and this repeats. This entire group repeats. So the next group will be HCH, HCl. And polyethylene terephthalate is this group that repeats, okay? It's got a what looks almost like a benzene ring. In fact, that is a benzene ring. And this repeats, so on, okay? And at, a standard, when you look at the scanning electron microscope, with low magnification, this is what it looks like, okay? These are these particles. And with high magnification, this is what one of those particles looks like. This is about 0.2 micrometers. 1 micron is 10 to the minus 6 meters. So 0.2 is 2.0 times 10 to the minus 7 meters. So they're in the range of 0.2 microns, as you can see here. Okay. Groups of them, you know, are on the order of about 100 micrometers. Okay. So these are what microplastics are. Now, there was some news that came out a few days ago, I think about a week ago, in the Daily Mail about a report that was done. But the interesting thing is that was something that hit really wide because they found microplastics in both the testes of canine, obviously male dogs, and human males. But, you know, even about a year ago, I spoke about this because there was another paper that came out and very few people really listened to it. But when this paper came out, because it was done with a larger sample group, a lot more people talked about it. So what we want to talk about is this was a paper that came out. You notice it was May 15th. That was last week, about, in fact, more than a little bit over a week, about 8 days ago. And it says microplastic presence in dog and human testes and its potential association with sperm count and weights of testes and epididymis. So let me sort of jump right into this. So they had a detailed abstract, which you can read, but I just want to, for the sake of making it easy, one of the things, you know, I do, our movement does, is we actually share knowledge with you. We break this up into bite-sized chunks, but we don't treat people stupid in terms of just offering little sound bites. There have been people say, oh, Dr. Shiva, why don't you just do little sound bites? Well, it doesn't help people, okay? If you want to go into Edward Bernays type advertising and manipulate people, do sound bites. But I want to really walk through this with you, okay? Because there have been all these sound bites. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But they don't give you any solutions. They don't have a movement. We want to offer solutions, but we have a political community global movement that wants to go actually address this. All right. So the research aim of this particular study by Hugh et al. Was to quantify and characterize the prevalence and composition of microplastics within both canine and human testes. So they wanted to look at dogs and humans. That's what canines are. And they wanted to investigate the potential association with sperm count and the weights of testes and epididymis. Okay. So what they discovered was that there were 12 types of microplastics, 12 different types of microplastics, and they appeared within all 47 canine testes that they tested and all 23 human testes, okay? Now, the presence of microplastics, as I mentioned, appeared in all of them. Now, the amount of microplastics, there was a lot of inter-individual variability, which means between any one set of dogs or any one set of humans, it varied significantly. But nonetheless, there were these 12 types of microplastics that they found. Now, the mean is a statistical term meaning average, of microplastic levels were also calculated. Now, in dogs, they found 122.63 micrograms. Again, that's 10 to the minus 6 grams per gram. So this is called concentration. So if you had 100 gram, if a testy weighed 100 grams, in every gram of that testy, there was 122.63 micrograms. So if there was a 100 gram testicle, right, you want to multiply that by 100, which would mean, because that's, by the way, 122 times 100, which would mean 12,200, if my math is right. Yeah, so I mean 12,200 micrograms. And if you take 12,200 times 10 to the minus 6 grams, that would be about 0.12 grams. Okay. So that's what they found in dogs, about 122.63 micrograms for every gram of testy. Now in human beings, it was much larger, close to about three times larger, 328.44 micrograms per gram. So if you just think about that, that means a density of testes the density of microplastics in testes was much higher. Okay. That means much more higher concentration. The study didn't go to discussing why that's the case, but the reality is that human testes had a much higher, nearly three times more concentration of microplastics. All right. And both humans and canines exhibit relatively similar proportions of the major polymer types, as we discussed those four. So PE, polyethylene, being the dominant one in most of those testes, in all of those testes. But interesting enough, there was a negative correlation between specific polymers such as PVC and PET and normalized weight of the testes. That means the more the concentration of PVC, polyvinyl chloride, and PET, so higher the concentration, the weight of the testes was less, okay? So weight seemed to negatively correlate with the concentration. Now, these findings, the study concluded, highlight the pervasive presence of microplastics in both male reproductive systems, in both canine and human testes, and obviously the potential consequence on male fertility. You know, most people know that testosterone level globally, in particular in the United States, has been going down exponentially over the last many decades. Another paper that came out, this came out nearly 2 years ago, and the press really didn't pick up on it, was microplastics a threat to male fertility. And it really went through in detail, looking at all the ways that you come into contact with microplastics. First of all, you can inhale it, you can eat it, or you get skin contact. So, daily consumer use and, you know, just the extraction and transport of all sorts of stuff that takes place, that leads to inhalation and ingestion. Skin contact comes from refining in factories as well as waste management. So there's multiple ways that people are being exposed. Remember, the skin is the biggest organ. Actually, the fascia is the biggest organ. Nonetheless, the skin is one of the largest organs, and you're getting it through your skin, you're inhaling it, and you're ingesting it. Now, this study, these guys should really be rewarded, because they brought this up back in June of 2023. And they were the first ones to really detect this. Again, the press really didn't cover it. I talked about it back then, but the press really didn't. But this was a detection and characterization of microplastics in human testes and in semen. The recent study was looking at microplastics in the testes of canine and humans, but not in semen. Now, how do you get microplastics coming through into your testes? First of all, I've talked about in many, many different studies that we've done on our own, a paper that we published in Neuroscience, there is a blood-brain barrier. And believe it or not, there's a blood-testes barrier, a barrier that that literally surrounds the testes, okay? Very similar to the blood-brain barrier, which surrounds the your astrocytes and your neurons. So again, as we mentioned, you're getting inhalation and oral uptake. When this happens, again, we talked about all these different kinds of microplastics. These microplastics literally are penetrating into the blood-brain or the blood-testes barrier. Remember, when it comes to the brain, there are certain things that can make it through the blood-brain barrier. But in this case, we're also seeing these microplastics make it through the blood-brain barrier. And over here, the kinds of materials that are making it are the actual fibers of microplastics, the subsphericals, fragments, like those are about 100 microns, the films, all different types of shapes of the microplastics get through, individual fibers all the way to complete fragments. So, and that's a closer look at it, okay? And you can see that this is sort of the relative size that we're looking at. So these microplastics are able to penetrate this blood testes barrier, okay? Now, in this research, they found that the MPs, is a acronym for microplastics, were detected in both testes and semen. Now, on average, the abundance of the particle size in semen was 0.23 plus or minus 0.45 particles per milliliter of semen. So that's a concentration. So 0.23. So if you looked at a milliliter of semen, if you want to think about a a deciliter, which is about 10 times, you'd find 2.3 to about 4.5 particles in semen. So in this case, for a milliliter, about 0.23 plus or minus 0.45 particles in 1 milliliter of semen. In the testes themselves, you found much higher, okay? 11.6, you know, you're almost looking at more than 10, okay? About 50 times higher particles. So in the testes, 11.6 plus or minus 15.52 particles per gram in the testes. So much higher abundance in the testes. Now, the microplastics in the testes were composed of polystyrene. That was about 67, 68% of the microplastics in the testes. Polyethylene, polyvinyl chloride, PVC, right, were the predominant polymers in semen, okay? So this 68, 70% were polystyrene in the testes, but in semen, it was PE and PVC. Now, when compared to fragments, fiber, and film, the fragment was a main shape that was in the testes. So fragments look like this, okay? They're, you know, 100 micrometers. They're not even small. They're very large particles. So lots of fragments, which means quite a large concentration. So fragments are the, you know, many, many pieces of microplastics, individual spheres. Now, the sizes of these microplastics varied from 21.76 micrometers to 286, so 10x range micrometers. Most, 67 to 80%, were 20 to 100 micrometers in the semen and the testes. So those are those fragments. And this was really the first study, as I mentioned, to reveal that microplastics pollute the human and male reproductive systems, and they also appear in both the different regions. So that's what I wanted to share with you. So why am I sharing this, right? When you look at the barrier and the fact that these are crossing into that barrier, and we see the massive decay in fertility, the decay in lifespan, and the decay in testosterone levels, you have to really ask yourself what's going on, you know, and who's to blame for all this. And the reality is that you're not to blame, because on one level, you didn't really have the opportunity to move large amounts of capital, large amounts of money to promote a lot of this, okay? This was decided by a small set of elites who want to maximize power, profit, and control. And so that's what we need to recognize. Now, if you look at this particular situation and you look at the reality of what's been going on globally, this is one example of policies that were taken that have affected now essentially all of humankind. And obviously, if you're a male animal of any kind, human or canine or other, I'm sure this shows up everywhere. You know, the studies have not been done, but it's not only concerning, but it shows that, by the way, these studies came out of China. Okay. Interesting that these studies did not come out of the United States. Interesting they didn't come out of Britain, right? These studies came out of elsewhere. So you have to start asking yourself, as we do, is that why was this allowed to take place? You know, when you study basic chemistry in polymer science and you understand the physics of this, obviously these things were known many, many years ago. And probably, you know, many decades later, they'll say that people knew about this. They had studies about this. But the reality is, when you start really applying system science and what our movement teaches, you start recognizing that the elites don't really give a damn about your health. They have incredible resources to make sure they don't eat plastic. They eat biodegradable, you know, biodynamic food. They get clean foods. They get organic foods. And they have access to those foods. But for the rest of humanity, this is essentially a opportunity to maximize power, profit, and control. And if it so happens that, you know, X number of human beings' lifespan is cut short or they can't reproduce, well, oh well. So I wanted to share this because our movement wants to educate people at a very fundamental level of science, politics, and health. Now, what's the way out of this? Well, when you really uncover this, you find out that those in power are not interested in health. They're not interested in freedom. They're not interested in truth. They're interested in maximizing power, profit, control. And then you have to ask yourself, what do you want to do about it? Well, one path is, well, I'm going to go live on a farm somewhere. You know, I'm going to go get guns and go shoot people up. Well, I don't recommend that. Or I'm just going to go, you know, live in quiet desperation. These three options are what the elites want you to do. They do not want us mobilizing. Mobilizing meaning building a bottoms-up movement to shatter the swarm. Emily probably shared with you this Shatter the Swarm video. They don't want us doing that. They want us living in quiet desperation. They want us not to be disciplined, not to have our own leaders, not to build a bottoms-up movement. They don't want people out there going out in the rain and the snow, meeting other people, handing out flyers, getting a guy like me on the ballot. They want you to think that Booby effing Kennedy or Trump or Biden or any of these people are going to save you. As long as you think that's going to happen, they're quite happy, as the Swarm video shares. But the reason, you know, our movement does these open houses, the reason we're willing to do 18-hour days on Thursdays, because we know we have to do this. There is no option out of this. You know, I was speaking to Michelle and you know, a couple of days ago, you know, it is a lot of work to do these videos. It's a lot of work to bring leaders in. It's a lot of work to guide people. It's a lot of work. But you know what? We're the only game in town. We're the only ones who've cracked the code on this. We're the only ones who have the science, the knowledge, the wherewithal, because we are one of us. We're working people. And a guy like me, as I've mentioned, should not be doing this. I should be co-opted by now and working for them. But my anger, my righteous hatred of these people compels me not to do that. And so is it of many of the people in our movement. But if we want to solve even a major problem like this, it's not going to come from them. It's going to come from us. And it's going to require work. It's going to require work. And it's going to require work. And it's going to require consistent work. Not something, oh, I'm just going to go out today and hand out a flyer. Oh, I couldn't meet any people. No, it's going to require you doing it over and 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 over again and again and again, which is what they don't want you to do. They don't want us to build a consistent movement. They want us to be living in our little hovels in quiet desperation. I'm not willing to do that. Neither are people in this movement. So if you made it this far, welcome. If you made it this far, make sure you study the freaking material. You won't get it anywhere else. Make sure you connect with the leader. Learn from them. Respect their knowledge. Don't think you know it all, because you freaking don't. Because if you did, we wouldn't have to do this. There's a lot of content here, a lot of scientific content that took years to put together. Respect it. Appreciate it. Study it. Get on the ground. Get over your shyness. Get over your laziness. Know that we have to build a freaking movement. And wherever you are, you just have to do a little bit of it every day. Like you go brush your teeth, you go to the gym, hopefully you eat well. Do this. Integrate this into your lives. It's not some adrenaline, cortisol injecting fury. This is about being consistent over and over and over again. And those of you who are in this movement and who are leaders, you know, I'm spending individual time with different leaders all over the world, because we need strong leaders. We don't need people pleasers. We need people who understand this material and will share it with others, who will give. We don't need people who learn this material and say, thank you. Oh, but I got to now go do this. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. That's betrayal, because you learned all this stuff. You owe it to others. You can't let the genie out of the bottle and walk away. So our movement engages people and demands the best of people. So if you want to be in something that's actually dedicated to changing the world, not like whining about it, not like sharing videos all day, you found the right place. And so I want to thank all of our leaders all over the world, all over the country, many of you who are here, I want to encourage all our leaders to articulate, learn how to articulate these concepts. They're difficult concepts. You know, share these videos with people and get people involved. We do these open houses every Thursdays. You want to do one level of activism, tell people to come to our open house. It's easy. Share the Shatter the Swarm video. You have no excuse not to. That video's got about 100 million views with all the shadow banning that we've undergone. So what about if everyone here started sharing it? There's about 100 people here and about another, you know, 1,000 people on social media. Well, that video should be seen by every household in the world. Okay, that's what you can do. You can go to shivaforpresident.com, become a volunteer, get off your butt, do some work. Why do you want to stay on the plantation all day? You can download a flyer at Shiva for President, which completely memorializes everything I'm talking about, and you can educate other people. You can become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. You made it this far, do it. Don't complain, do it, because we need people to understand these concepts. The elites understand these concepts, but you need to understand them, and you need to educate people. There's no other game in town. So my demand of all of you is action, action, action. Action is defines your character. So we have right now in the United States, we got to get on the ballot in a bunch of states. We got to hand out hundreds of millions of flyers. You can be a part of that. That's what a movement looks like. People moving, getting involved. Now, if you want to solve microplastics, I can tell you they're not going to solve it. They'll be eating amazing organic food and they'll be giving you shit. And your children will die sooner and sooner, and you won't be able to reproduce, and they don't care. And this is just one issue. So it's time that we recognize the movement is here. You have leaders among us. Stop looking to them. Start asking right questions. Have respect for yourself. Stop watching P fucking Diddy and Jennifer Lopez. These people are evil people. Get unbrainwashed. Get unplugged from these individuals who are evil human beings. Evil Hollywood produces and loves imposters. Trump, Kennedy, all of these people are in the Hollywood world. They're imposters. Imposters, imposters, imposters. Let go of them. Define yourself by action. Support this movement. Get involved. Ask the right questions. All right. Thank you. Let's do some conversation by people introducing themselves. And the ethos here is that there is a button below called reactions. You can click on it and you can raise your hand. So all of you are new. We love hearing from new people. It's really, really inspiring. So Emily, are there still people in the breakout rooms? Oh, it says 44 or someone in breakout rooms. Okay. So let's hear from people, and I'll also take questions. But before we do that, let's hear from those people who are new. So anyone who's new, raise your hand using the if you're new and you don't participate, that's not a good thing, because you know we're openly sharing here and you should share, and it's really lovely to hear from people. So take a minute, tell us who you are, what part of the world you're from, how you found us, and how what you want to contribute, right? Those three things. So let's start with Sai Issa. Go ahead, Sai.
I've seen you before, but I brought my wife for the first time, so I wanted a chance for us to be able to say hi to the family and just give you guys some good energy. Callie, say hi, baby. We're in Las Vegas, in North Las Vegas. We just went to Costco. I just downloaded the signatures form. I'm going to try to get you on the ballot here in Nevada, even though it's hot as balls and going out for even 10 minutes sucks. But we're going to, as you say, get off our butts and do everything we can do to try to make this all happen and stay in alignment with our words, thoughts, and actions and deeds. And we thank you and humbly pranam to everything that you and all these volunteers are doing who are extension of you. We love you guys so much.
Great. Thank you, Sai. We have Maria Canistra and Jill Jones who are right here. They'll connect with you right now. And they'll, before you go out to collect signatures, do a little bit of dress rehearsal. One of the most important things is when you go out to collect signatures, keep it simple. Recognize that 70% of us are, you know, of people in the United States are done with all the not so obvious establishment. They're done with the Zionist hoodlums. That's why 70% of people either do not vote, who are eligible to vote, or have become independents. So recognize that when you go out, there's a lot of people waiting to waiting for you. Recognize these are our friends. These are our fellow working people. Wave to them. Say hi. Tell them that, you know, we need more choices on the ballot. Here's a guy. We need more choices. Keep it simple and get them involved. But Jill and Maria will help you. But good to have you, Sai. Let's go over to, nice to meet both of you. Thanks for joining us. Let's go over to TJ O'Leary from Alberta, Canada. TJ, go ahead. TJ O'Leary from Alberta, Canada. You have your hand up. You have to unmute. Go ahead.
Hey, doctor. I've been following you for quite some time. I was introduced to you by a fellow Indian who's a gentleman I work with at the railroad. And I've been following a lot of your stuff. I really love your systems approach because I'm myself a systems type of person. I haven't been as actively involved in your website, although I am a member. I plan to get more involved. I do see very disturbing trends in this world, and they're very concerning, to be frank. I'm sure everybody here is very aware of what's going on, you know, geopolitically, and, you know, I follow a lot of news, and it keeps me in a very somber mood. There's got to be more to life than this. So I like where your movement's going and what you're, you know, the stuff that you're talking about. And I love the fact that you're very raw too. I mean, that's, you're raw and you're real, which I really appreciate. So I guess my biggest question here is, besides you know, the obvious things, like, what can someone from Canada, I mean, I can't push your candidacy up here, but what can I do, or what can, you know, people in my position do to assist you in your goals to bring your message to the world?
Yeah, so first of all, TJ, we have close to 3,000 people plus in Canada. In the next few, I think in June, coming up soon, we're going to be holding a Canadian summit. We have a very specific plan for Canada. Remember, our movement's global. We have a whole different set of movement objectives in Latin America, very different in Asia, very, you know, but all Europe and UK. So what's happening is leaders are emerging from those people, and they're learning how to organize these people who are coming to us. So you should connect with Glenn Halls immediately. And Jill or Emily will right now send you an email. They'll text you with Glenn's contact. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but we have looked at Canada. If you know, we were heavily involved in supporting as a truckers movement was emerging. In fact, we were the ones who said that the Canadian truckers, long before it emerged, should work with the U.S. truckers. This is before all the opportunists got involved. So we are very cognizant of the fact that in Canada, there's all these, you know, fragmented parties, and none of them are really offering leadership. So because they don't have the right theoretical framework, they don't have they haven't done their homework. But get involved, TJ, because Canada is going to be organizing. We have a lot of people, and our organizational structure is coming together there. So get involved with Glenn. But good to have you.
But
you
got it. Well.
Yeah, but if you enjoy, get involved, take the course. And by the way, when you go through the program, you can give it away to as many children as you want. Okay. And when we go to the dashboard, I'll show that. So let's go over to Richard from Delaware. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Siva.
Good to see you.
Thanks. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the work you've done. You're helping me see, you know, get a clear vision through all the confusion that's going on. And I'm ready to help out. You know, I'm ready to, you know, do my part and, you know, get some signatures. So I spoke with Jill.
Oh, good. Jill Jones? Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Okay. Yes, Jill. So Richard, what we should do is you should also connect with Rebecca because she's been working with Delaware and connect with them right away. And then we'll do a meeting. You know, I directly do meetings with our local groups there. So let's set that up soon. But Rose will also help you. Rose has been leading New Jersey. New Jersey's right next to Delaware. So connect with them. Emily and Jill, whoever's here, please connect Richard with Rose specifically, as well as Emily in particular will connect you with Rose.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Richard, what do you do down in Delaware?
I'm a truck driver. I work as a nurse part-time, but I'm on the road right now, and I'm glad I was able to get this meeting. Yeah. So
where are you driving? Thank you.
Right now I'm in Rochester. I got a delivery tomorrow morning, so I'm going to be spending the night here.
Wow, man. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, nice to have you. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Be well. Let's go over to DJ Elf 7 from New York City. How are you? Did I say that right? DJ Elf 7?
Correct. DJ L7. What's up? Nice to meet you.
Good.
Just so you know, Dr. Shiva, I just found you very recently. Holy crap. They suppressed the crap out of your content. I'm sorry to say, because I actually have multiple, in the 22 election cycle, I have more interviews with candidates than any other in the nation. I had the only third party and independent candidates forum here in New York City. Another one with the, which was supported by Serpico, another candidate forum that we had with on criminal justice reform. I had already several candidate debates. And one thing that we made history with is Emmanuel Pasternak, who's a PhD from Harvard, who is bumped out by the same system that cancels you. There's a lot of victims here. I'm so excited to meet your community. I see other people, some names that I know. I don't want to call them out and just reveal them, but I even know some names in the room. Very excited to see you here, especially from New York. You know me. Shout me out if you want. I think your movement is very cool. I like the way that you're very hands-on and you go for it, right? Yeah, people might think it's a little bit strong, but you know, you got to go for it. You know what I mean? So go ahead, man. And I'm ready to, I think you're pretty cool. I like the way, I like your vision. I help a lot of candidates. I work with Republicans, Independents, Greens, Libertarians. I work with every single one of them. And just so you know, we've the voter database, and people asked how you could help us. I'm not sure about the legality of this, but I'm telling you right now, the voter database, we've made it open to the public. So the thing is that in New York State, you may know that there's 11 states that have free voter database open to the public. We can get this all. We chopped it by assembly district and election district and made this available open source to the public. But in some places like California, it costs $35,000. Now, this list for Dr. Shiva, he could get the list of people who are registered voters. He doesn't have to petition in the public. You can go directly door to door to people who are going to vote because they've all been collected in the database. You know what I mean? And we can help this guy win. You know what I mean? Yo, honestly, I did not find you until right now. Wait till you look at my body of work and see how many cats I've spoken to. I've never seen Dr. Shiva.
So did you say
One Live TV?
Where did you?
I just found you like a week ago.
Where'd you find us, DJ?
One Live TV told me about you.
Uh huh.
From the story, you did something with him.
Well, if you look at our views on videos from 2020 to 2021, it's about 500 million unique views.
I watched everything. I watched your talks with Modi. I watched what you did in India. We have the first U.S. presidential candidate debate in history where one of the candidates gave an answer in the Korean language. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's happened yet for you, but you could give an answer in, is it Hindi? I don't know. but you could actually make history for your country. You know what I mean? Yo, you're a pioneer, bro. I love your.
All right, man. Let's do a. So did you say you interviewed Serpico?
No. I actually work with Stephen Lee. He's actually a guy who actually caused reexamination that commission due to his work in calling out corruption in the Flushing Police Department. There's also another. So he's the one that's connected to Serpico, right? Serpico doesn't want to come out for everything, but he does support a policy.
I've met Frank many times. He gave Frank Serpico. He gave a very good quote when all the email controversy was going on, that, you know, the corruption that happened in terms of people attempting to hide the overt facts. People may know there was a movie done on Serpico. It was a New York City police cop who was shot in the head, in the face, by the corrupt New York City Police Department, because he was essentially exposing all the drugs and everything. But anyway, we should do a follow up. The interesting thing is our movement's out there. People know about us. They're going to extreme extent. The problem they have with us, DJ, is that during 2020, 2021, we got out there big time. So sort of the genie's out of the bottle. So they have to go to extremes to hide us. And this is why we have one of the biggest federal lawsuits now in federal court on this issue. I was the one who discovered the backdoor portal into Twitter. So
I actually mentioned one thing that we have in place right now is we're actually trying to take over the judgeships. So right now you can look up Carolyn Turner. She just won in Pennsylvania, and also I have a presence in swing states, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. So we can really drive you in those areas where they're doing a lot of political advertising. I don't know. It's ridiculous that they haven't had any debates in the head with any of them. Me and Equal had a presidential debate. Why didn't they have you there? Your qualifications are amazing. Did they even ask you to be there? Yo, you're so surprised.
No, there was actually, they're so fucking afraid.
Green Party of Alaska had a presidential debate. Why weren't you there?
Because they are afraid. Even the so-called independents, there's some independent debate. I mean, if you really think about it, a lot of people close to me know this. These people are such scumbags. They're actually afraid of real competition. This is the reality. They don't want people like us coming who've actually put their time in and work bottoms up. And I've noticed
I'm here for that bottoms up community. I'm here for the community. Honestly.
Right. But what I'm trying to explain is it's very dangerous for them to put someone like me on mass media. Now, I've been on Fox and all those kinds of things when I was running against Elizabeth Warren, when they thought I was part of the Republican tribe, you see? But if you're absolutely independent and you're not owned and you actually have skills and you actually care for people, this is too dangerous for them, because they it's like basically they run an Olympic where they only let people who can't run in the Olympics join track and field. They don't let any athletes really in. That's what they do. They don't want real competition. And there's 8 billion of us. There's a lot of smart people out there like me. But they will not want people like me coming up. And that's why the only way to do it is us. So we don't care. Fucker Carlson will not do it. Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan follows me, is very afraid. All these guys are too fucking afraid. Because if I get on their shows, people say, where the fuck has this guy been? You've actually suppressed him from us. So anyway, DJ, good to have you. So let's Anyway, to DJ's points, understand that they don't want real competition. They don't want us anywhere around. We're kryptonite to them. We're radioactive to them. So and you can imagine it makes sense, right? Why would they want someone like me having access to, 100 million people prime time in a debate? People say, what the hell? This is what a presidential candidate looks like who represents us. They can't have that. So the only way to do it is a bottoms up movement. And that is all of us. They don't want one of us representing all of us. They want one of them telling us what to do to keep us on the plantation. All right. Anyone else? I do see other people who are hiding. So if you're new, raise your hand and kindly introduce yourself. We really, really like to hear from people. We have Felipe here. Felipe, you're from Chile. Would you like to say hello? Trica Lotus, how are you, Felipe?
Very fine. I'm pretty fine.
Tell us how you found us and what you do down there.
I found you like 5 years ago. Just finding looking for the truth, and I came to you. Right here, I have a Pilates Reformers studio. A couple of them, so people get recovered and get in shape and wellness. So, yeah, that's, I have a daughter, so I'm very, very active dad. Yeah, that's, Warrior Scholar is one of my drives now.
I see. So let me introduce you to Rudy. Rudy, are you here? Dr. Rudy is out of Costa Rica. Rudy, are you there? If you can unmute yourself.
So yeah, I would like to join a team in Chile or Latin America.
Yeah, so we have a whole Latin American group now that has emerged. And Rudy, with two other people out of El Salvador, heads that up. Rudy, are you there?
I'm here.
Rudy, can you say hello to...
Hola, Felipe. ¿Cómo está?
Todo bien, Rudy. Un gusto.
Igualmente. Qué gusto conocerte. Vamos a hacer este movimiento de Truth, Freedom, and Health por Latinoamérica.
Eso.
Bueno.
How do I connect with Felipe after this Zoom meeting?
So what you can do is, Emily, please give Rudy's information and get Felipe's information over to Rudy. Okay.
Yeah. Exchange. Yeah. Give him my number, my email, and we'll talk over WhatsApp or Signal.
Yeah. We want to really grow. You know, we had our first Latin American summit meeting, and the reality is that people of Latin America have been one of the most subjugated people from the U.S. imperialism, not the American people, but U.S. imperialism for at least 100 years. And there's a broader discussion that our movement wants to bring to this, the question of immigration, the question of U.S. imperialism, the question of this whole concept of quote unquote illegal aliens. The left has been using the people of Latin America, and the right admonishes them as though they're stealing everyone's money and et cetera. But the reality is that the subjugation of the people of Latin America over many, many years has resulted in waves of people coming here. And many of those people work their butts off. So our movement wants to really address this at a deep level. And the union of our movement with the people of Latin America is going to help bring out a much larger truth to educate people in the United States of what has really happened to the people of Latin America. So it's very, very important that we get Latin Americans involved and united with people in the United States, the working people of the United States and the working people of Latin America have far more in common than we do with quote unquote U.S. imperialism. So it's very, very important to get involved. People may know Chile was one of the places that the United States supported a guy called Pinochet, a fascist general who literally butchered students and put them into the walls of a stadium. That's what he did. And he was backed because he was supporting Anaconda Mines, which was a U.S. company, copper mining company. So the people of Latin America have been one of the most abused people on the planet. So we need to have a bigger discussion on this. Sorry, Rudy, go ahead.
No, still, yeah.
I think that was Felipe. I just wanted to add, I came to the United States in 1995, fleeing the oppression that I saw there because I didn't want to have a family there. And only to discover that the swarm is here. The swarm is everywhere. And I was very frustrated all this time, not knowing, what to do and having no tools. And now with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement, we have the tools. And there's no hiding from this. And once you know the truth, you have a moral obligation to act. Whether you're in Chile, whether you're here in the United States, whether I'm in Costa Rica, it doesn't matter. We have an obligation to act for our children and for our future.
That's right. Yeah, so Rudy, you articulated it perfectly. Once you learn this material, you have to act. It's not like you act meaning educate other people, invite other people, hand out flyers, educate, educate, educate. It's the ultimate way. That's the wave of consciousness that we want to create. Thanks, Rudy. Please connect with Felipe.
Good,
all right. Well, it's 10 p.m. I have to, tomorrow, by the way, once in 2024, We've spent a lot of time exposing the swarm, but in 2024, we promised that we would offer, we would focus on delivering solutions. We have the Truth Freedom Health program. It's really a program where people come from all different backgrounds, people, very shy people, very not so shy people, people who don't know how to use a computer, people who are experts at computers, but we all help each other. So our program, beyond the Truth Freedom Health Warrior program, we have a leadership program, an educational leadership program, a management leadership program. We're teaching people skills that you learn at what the elites teach people at Stanford and Harvard Business School for $500,000 in tuition. But we have to do that. So our program is finding people bottoms up, finding those people who want to lead other people, finding those people who want to educate other people. And we've had to create curricula. It's a lot of work. Emily, if you can log into the dashboard, when people sign up and they log in, it's literally a platform. We've literally created in many ways a software application. And through that software application, you can connect with people globally. You can mobilize people. Emily, can you bring that up, please? Can you kindly do that? So let me just see what if there's people. Let's see. So let's. Emily, can you share your screen? Okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, there we go. So Emily's sharing. So when you sign up for our movement, we've literally created a software application. And so as Emily's showing, you log in and you see this dashboard, and this is all done internally. We have our own data center. We have our own infrastructure. We don't rely on Amazon to host us. But as you scroll down here, the diagram on the left really gives you, it's the system. Our educational system itself is a system. It involves courses and books and tools. Emily, can you zoom in just a little bit so people can see that diagram just a little more? Maybe you can or maybe you can't. Just a little bit. Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Emily. So, yeah, that's great, Emily. It's a little bit too big because you can't see anything else. But maybe that's okay. So you can scroll down. But this program is itself a system. We have online tools to communicate with other people. We have a community. I do one-on-ones. We have a set of solutions that people can actually start delivering. So let's go down. So as Emily's going down here, you can connect with people. I think, Emily, you need to unzoom a little bit so we can go back. Yeah, unzoom a little more. But when you log in, it's guided because you have to follow certain steps. We track your progress, where you're at. So, for example, this person's at 17% of finishing the Warrior Scholar Program. Next, we have the leadership program. This person's not enrolled in that. Go down. But in this program, we have the Foundations of Systems course, which is around 30 different units. You can do it on your own, but every Mondays, people study and teach together. It's a lot of fun. So people learn it, go teach the course. And when you teach, you learn. Many people have taken the course 20, 30, 40 times, but you learn a lot. Scroll down, Emily. You can keep going down. And the other piece is we have an orientation, how you get started, your account. One of the things is once you finish up this program, you can gift it to as many children between the ages of 13 through 18. As many people you want. I gave it away to around 1,500 kids. You can be a philanthropist. So do that because kids need to understand system science and kids are more than capable of learning it. Again, this curriculum is what I used to teach at the PhD level at MIT. All right. So we've taken something really, really inaccessible to 99% of the world and made it very accessible to 100% of the world. Okay. So please take advantage of this. Next is, you can get certified. We have many other certification programs. In many ways, we're creating our own mini university. We have the Systems Health Educator Program. We're training health educators all over the world. People can literally start their own health educational business if they want to educate other people how the body is a system, and we also give people a very powerful tool that can help people navigate through the many, many different. Oops, someone is, can you mute someone, please? Thanks. Go down. So there's many other courses people can take. Keep going down, Emily. The other piece, if you can scroll down, Emily, is that we have a leadership training module. People can do volunteer training, go down, but there's many, many sub areas and community building tools here. We do continuing education. Stop right here, Emily. So for example, what is AI? What are robots? We did a 4 to 8 hour special lecture series on that. Again, we offer the same content that the elites get at the elite institutions. We did a whole 4 day seminar on what is gun violence, what's the systemic cause of gun violence, and what's the root cause and how we actually end it. How do we do research without killing animals? We did a whole deep dive analysis of cannabis, a whole truth about it. So these are very timely issues that these are other courses that we give to all of our warriors, independent of the main course. Next. And we keep adding to this. Keep scrolling down, Emily. We do special events. We ran the first immune system and vaccine health conference in 2019. We called out Fauci way before we gave people solutions. We were the ones who exposed the government big tech censorship, okay? Long before, and taught people how to mobilize against it. Separate from that, we give many, many scientific papers and books. You can buy the hardcover books, but some people can't afford them, don't want to spend money on shipping, so we have the ebook versions here. Go down, Emily. So all of this is up here. It's literally a potent university, but you can't get this knowledge anywhere else. Keep scrolling down. We have papers and tools that educate you on herbs and how these herbs are also a system. Go down. Then we provide software and training tools. Suppose you want to talk to your neighbor or your loved one, right? Stop right there, Emily. Let's say you're talking to someone and they're pro-mask and you're anti-mask. They're pro-vaccine, you're anti-vaccine. Click on the neighbor to neighbor. So we've created educational resources to train you how to support people. Emily, if you scroll down, go to the 11th slide, type in, go to 11, just type in 11 right there. You can just go to 11 right there. Yeah. So if you go here, you'll notice that if you take any issue like jobs and wages, racism, masks, vaccines, elections, censorship, the establishment wants to split us into this dialectic, pro-mask, anti-mask, pro-vax, anti-vax, vax, go on. Next slide. But the reality is, if you can communicate to people what the real problem is, next slide, you can go beyond this dialectic and we can build bridges with our fellow working people who they want us to divide. So for example, if you take the issue of pro or anti-vax or pro or anti-mask, the real issue is we all ultimately care about public health, okay? We all want fair and transparent elections. We all want working people to be treated well, whether you're black or white, but the establishment wants to bucket us into these different groups. Next. So once you understand the real problem, you can have that conversation. You can then share with people what the real solution is from a system standpoint. Next. So for this is by way of example. So if you want public health, history shows it's infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. History also shows, real medicine shows, it's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. The elites want to give us one size fits all medicine, but they will be getting concierge medicine. You see, they'll keep the good stuff for themselves. And one size fits all medicine is everyone gets this vaccine. Everyone's got to take the same drug. Everyone's got to eat the same diet. But once you can explain to people that this fourth layer is where the real solution is, and there are real solutions. Next, you will also have to explain to people very deliberately that the only way out of this is a movement. The elites do not want to deliver us real solutions. They have no interest because it's going to reduce their power. It's going to reduce their profit. It's going to reduce their control. The only people who care about delivering these solutions is this movement for truth, freedom, health. And that's why we have to build a movement. There's no way out of this. Thanks, Emily. And in closing, what I want to share with people and take some questions is that the elites will always get you distracted by saying, oh my God, there's going to be a massive world war. Oh my God, there's going to be this. Oh my God, this is going to happen. Oh my God, the economy is going to fail. It doesn't matter what they do because you can't frankly do anything about it. And what we can do is build a movement among ourselves to shatter the swarm. There's no other way out of this. if you put massive amounts of energy into watching what they're doing and getting enrolled in their influencers who always never tell the truth at the right time, nothing's going to happen. You're going to be part of their swarm. You're going to be on the plantation. The only way out of this is to get off the plantation. That means we have to build a bottoms-up movement. Well, how do you do that? Well, you have to understand the science, the physics. You have to put some time in. We have to create our own leaders. We have to put time in for that. It's a lot of work, but we have to do it. There's no way out of this. So forget what they do, because you can't frankly do anything about it. It's all theater, by the way, what they do. Everything they do is theater. Everything. Their elections are theater. Their running elections is theater. They do not want one of us ever out there, but we want us out there. And the only way to do is we have to build a movement and enjoy it. There's no other way to do this but to build a movement. Okay? So if there's no other questions, we can end, because tomorrow I have to do a, we'll take Chris Bradley. Tomorrow we're people from all over the world are coming because we're teaching a systems health educational seminar. It's actually a 3-day workshop. So it'll be about 20, probably 36 hours straight, next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we're doing that because we want to create systems health educators all over the world. Every other Friday, Emily, maybe you can put all those links up to everyone. We discuss our solutions. Every other Friday, we give people the opportunity to become systems health educators. Every doctor should go through this program, frankly. But it's a deep program of education plus a software application that we train people on. Once a month, we are now opening up Cytosolve, which is a very powerful tool that helps us do scientific research. We're opening up Cytosolve to all of you. That's another big solution. And then we have Truth Freedom Health, our training institute. So we deliver solutions. By the way, we also have our Certified Clean Bottoms Up certification, where we are defining what is clean and good food. And that's a certification by the people for the people. So keep an eye out on that. Emily, if you can post all those links. Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I have a question on the microplastics. It's rather coincidental that this was actually a discussion at my work today with my colleagues. The conversation came up about microplastics and basically its effect on our biology. And as you express, you know, the only way to really defeat this is obviously building a bottoms-up movement. But it kind of dovetails with Rudy's sentiment that in order to really, you know, come to that conclusion, you know, you have to acknowledge that there is a problem. And people are kind of like, even the people I work with, intelligent people, right? They're just kind of unwilling to acknowledge the problem, because once they acknowledge it, then they have to get off their ass and do something about it. And so I guess, you know, the question on microplastics in general, this study was specifically on semen and the testes. I guess, what are the implications for the other various organ systems in the body? And what do we think about the long-term effects that this might have on society and humanity?
Yeah, Chris, so I just focused on that, but microplastics also have been found in placenta, right, in babies. Remember, if you look at the particle size, if they can cross, and I believe some of them actually may cross a blood-brain barrier. I just want to check that, okay? But we could do so one of the things we can do, Chris, to educate people, because we have Cytosolve as a capability, right now it's just correlations, right? They're seeing microplastics here. We're seeing the massive decay of male testosterone, the upside down curvature of human lifespan. With Cytosolve, we can actually figure out why it works, how it works. But think about what we can do. With this kind of implication, our movement can really use Cytosolve and its findings to file class action lawsuits, Chris, okay? Because in law, you have to show evidence. Cytosolve provides a very powerful way to show the mechanistic reasons how this microplastic affects particular targets in the body to result in particular disease. You follow what I'm saying, Chris? I don't know if we lost Chris, but
yes.
So we're sitting on a huge opportunity here to educate people and to fight. But many of you know, for 16 years, you know, we've created Cytosolv. We've proven it works. But now all of you can get involved in this and help support, basically become citizens research scientists, Chris. And that's the opportunity. Because these polymers, when they go into the body, you have to understand these synthetic chemicals didn't exist in nature, right? Where do they land? How do they affect various types of molecular pathways is what we have the opportunity to do with Cytosolv. It's a very, very powerful tool. And our movement is the one that has created it, owns it, and we can do research faster and cheaper than any academic institution with Cytosolv. And we've published in the major journals, so they can't deny us. So again, Chris, getting back to your point, and what we've talked about is this. People do not want to look at the devil in the eye because that means they're going to have to do something. And in my view, the purpose of life is to fight evil. That's why you're here. You're here to fight evil. So if you want to run away and not deal with the problem, this is an unfortunate situation because you're actually part of the problem. And so our movement, the people our movement attracts, are people who don't want to walk away from the problem. This microplastics, I think what the important thing about it, Chris, it's pervasive, right? And the fact that it's showing up in 100%, at least of these studies, in male and in this case, canine testes, everyone should be concerned. It's a wonderful issue where you have the coming together of truth, science, freedom. What are we going to do about it? And health, truth, freedom, health. This is why we don't say truth, freedom, and health. All of them are integrated. All right. Judith from Canada, go ahead. I will have to take one question because I do have to retire because I got to get up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning to prepare. Go ahead, Judith. Judith from Canada, and then we'll go to Jill Jones. Jill, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Xu, thank you. I just wanted to know more, if you could share more things about how people can prevent the exposure to microplastics. I mean, for one, I avoid buying synthetic clothing because if you have synthetic clothes, you wash them, it goes into the waterways, you dry them, it goes into the airways. So can you share about everyday actions perhaps people can do while we...
Yeah, I think, so what I wanted to do was today was sort of the A and the ABC model, you know, awareness, behavior, change. So what I can do, what I've thought about, Jill, is doing a series of videos on this because it's not any one issue. One is the microplastics, how they affect at the molecular level, and the other is what are actions we can take, you know, individual actions, but also much more larger actions that we can do and have to do. And what we have to do globally. Is that what you're talking about, Jill?
Yes. Yes, okay. Indeed.
Yeah. So I'll do that next
week. I would like the continuation. Yes. That would be great.
Yep. All right, everyone. I appreciate, all of you taking time out of your lives to get involved. Those of you who are new, go take advantage of truthfreedomhealth.com, become a warrior scholar. Those of you who have not connected with people, Richard, who's driving his truck, and people in Canada, get connected with people right now. Go to shivaforpresident.com, get one of our bumper stickers. It's very easy. And I'm telling you, it's the simplest way to be an activist. You put one of those bumper stickers in the back of your car. Or if you're in Canada, get the Shatter the Swarm bumper sticker. Okay? Because our movement's global, or if you're in Latin America. And when you put that bumper sticker on, 100,000 people see it. It's a way of doing easy activism. If you're in the U.S., connect with people so we can get on the ballot. Henry Tiffany's out there collecting signatures in New Hampshire. We know Jill is doing that. Everyone here is doing the work. So get involved. Contribute in any way you can, but take action. All right, everyone. Thank you. Be well. Be the light. Best to all of you. Thanks for the opportunity that I could share with you. Thank you. All right, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that. That is our movement for Truth, Freedom, Health. Get involved, get involved, get involved, and become a Truth, Freedom, Health warrior scholar. We need you guys to get trained in this understanding. It is not, intuitive knowledge. A lot of this is counterintuitive on how we need to build a movement. So get involved and support this movement. You can support it two ways. Go to shivaforpresident.com, get a bumper sticker. If you want to donate, Note that when you donate, I can't take your money for nothing. I give you books and courses and all sorts of stuff we send out to you. So you get lots and lots of gifts from us when you donate, because that's just the nature of what I believe. I believe in reciprocity. Get involved in our movement. I'll end with this video that'll help you understand where we're coming from and what our run for campaign is, run for president is.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India, to have us fighting each other while they remain safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, guys, I hope that was valuable. I hope you enjoyed the town hall and the open house. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Get a bumper sticker, donate to the campaign, volunteer. We need to get on the ballot. Thank you very much. Be well, be the light. Best to all of you and your families. And, get involved. That's all I can tell you, as we've been telling people. Thank you. We need to build a bottoms-up movement. Go to shivaforpresident.com and volunteer.